The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And now, it's time for Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It must be Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. or Wednesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. We're here twice a week to talk about your career. And we have talked so much in this entire year of the pandemic about the hospitality industry. And today, we're going to celebrate the return of the hospitality industry by having our friends from Cullinan on the show. They have a real large number of jobs. Everybody that can hear my voice, if you are looking for a job or know someone looking for a job in the hospitality industry or would like to perhaps get into the hospitality industry or consider careers in the hospitality industry, I absolutely insist that you pull over, get a pencil and paper. For the next hour, we are going to have a jobs telethon and give you so many jobs in the hospitality industry that we hope to completely rectify the imbalanced job market caused by that crazy pandemic that we are now enjoying a little freedom from. So let me welcome in just a moment our friend Matt Santarpia, who's the Director of Learning and Development. But before we do, we're going to have Kenny read a little bit about Cullinart.
Yes, Scott. So Cullinart Group is a regionally focused boutique dining services provider. Backed by Compass Group, the global leader in food service excellence, Cullinart's talented leadership team follows a people-first philosophy that drives their customized programs. They operate on-site dining programs for corporations, higher education institutions, private schools, healthcare facilities, and recreation and leisure destinations in 18-plus states. As a food service provider, Cullinart manages more than 300 locations, including cafes, catering, concessions, executive dining, office coffee, vending, and micro markets. For example, they provide the dining services at Stony Brook University and Nassau Community College, the Knox School in St. James, Con Edison, and the United Nations in New York City, among many others. Their corporate culture, they've always been a company inspired by a sense of purpose, and now, more than ever, that purpose is clear, helping their clients and their associates get back to work here in New York and in all the communities that they serve, to create active and open relationships with their partners, to fully understand what is most important to them and how they can best execute food and service expectations for their guests, whether they are employees, students, residents, or special guests. And lastly, their vision, to provide the highest quality dishes prepared in the cleanest, safest environments by the best trained culinary staff. These dishes are delivered within the context of sound wellness and nutrition principles and in a manner producing the least environmental impact.
Matt, I want to talk to you about this show. Thanks, Kenny, because we have gone full circle. If you remember, you became our advisor and consultant on what to do in the hospitality industry, how it failed so miserably because of the pandemic. You kept everybody afloat. You were very optimistic and positive about the whole thing. And sure enough, Matt, here we are a year later, and we must have 100 jobs to talk about today, all from Cullinart. And obviously the there's been talk, Matt, we can discuss this, about whether or not the program to help people get back on their feet was perhaps a little too generous, and maybe some people have not come back to work, so we could talk about that. But welcome, and thank you for being our hospitality consultant for this last year. You did a fantastic job. And wow. How you doing there, Matt?
Thank you so much. I'm doing well. And Kenny, what a great, great intro that was. My gosh.
Yeah. Thank you.
We thank you and the program so much for being so supportive of our industry during this downturn. You know, we're calling it the Great Return now, Scott, and mm-hmm. we're so excited about it because, as you know, it's been a rough, challenging, to say the least, year. But now, We're not just talking about light at the end of the tunnel, Scott. Now we're actually seeing it, and we're in a much better position. So the great return is happening. We're hiring on all cylinders, so to speak. And we can't thank you for your support enough, Scott. You've been wonderful. Really. Thank you.
No, it's been an amazing symbiosis, Matt. You've also helped us, because many times our listeners wonder, what is going on? You know, we talked about different filters that are put into restaurants. We talked about new processes and procedures,
sure,
for safety.
Right.
You kept us abreast of all of that stuff. And isn't it wonderful, Matt, that we can actually look at each other and say, this is behind us? Now, again, before we start with the jobs listing, and I hope everybody is still scrambling for pencils and papers and computers, because we have a lot of information to give you today that you're going to want to write down and share with anybody you know who's looking for jobs. But we have discussed all of the issues, and now we are in a position where we're back. We're completely back. Now, yes, I'm still,
and we're hiring more than ever.
Okay,
which really makes your head spin.
So the first thing I just want to get out of the way, Matt, is that I'm still concerned that the country did this a little too quickly, that we might have a return. I know all the vaccinations are great. New York State is in pretty good shape, but there are many states of the country where we didn't get vaccinated at a high enough rate. I know there's talk that countries like Great Britain and other countries in Europe are getting a little bit of a resurgence of the virus. I'm still worried about this virus. I mean, it would be great to say it's completely gone, 100% gone, but I just don't believe that. We've been burned too many times. There's still 600,000 dead Americans. So, do you have any concerns, Matt? I mean, does anybody in management at your company think that perhaps we did this a little too fast and it might come back?
Well, I'm looking at it this way, and are there concerns? Absolutely. I think as Americans, you know, and business people and, you know, family and friends, or as human beings, Scott, to not be concerned would be naive, right? So certainly concerned. However, at Color Art Group, we're maintaining our safety protocols. Mm-hmm. We're maintaining what we did pre-pandemic, during the pandemic, and that's at Compass Group as a whole. So even though we're getting back into this hiring push, and we're following local, state, and regulatory, you know, suggestions, we're still practicing our stringent safety standards, because that's something that we never want to take for granted, to your point, Scott, because we don't know what the future will hold. We're optimistic, cautiously optimistic, that we're headed in the right direction. The vaccinations have proved to be, you know, extremely powerful, thank goodness. We're really, you know, making sure our team members and promoting the vaccine, especially in our healthcare or school locations. But I'm optimistic. I am optimistic. And I think that even though we're opening up to be safe, we're maintaining our stringent safety protocols in all locations, not only to protect our guests, but to protect our team members too. And I must tell you, so far in all the mass openings, it's been going very well.
Yeah.
So
are your folks still wearing, your servers and people like that, still wearing masks, Matt?
Yes. Now, we're, you know, it's I don't want to say laxed a bit, but they're wearing masks. But in certain locations, you know, when you're outside now, you can take your masks off.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rule, indoors, our team members are still wearing masks. Absolutely.
Okay. And they will continue to wear masks until further notice.
They will continue to wear masks until further notice, depending on the local area, the jurisdiction, what the laws are in that particular location or account. Remember, we're guests in a lot of our locations, so it's not like we're in standalone restaurants, so to speak, or
right.
catering halls, right?
Right.
We're invited in and we work for the client. We're partners with them. But in most cases, all of our mask mandates are still in effect when we're indoors. So, so far, so good. And it's been, you know, very successful.
Okay.
We've had a really good run over the last several months between the vaccinations, between the safety protocol, between the openings, that we're seeing some positive momentum. And we're seeing within our own ranks, you know, very little infections, if any, very little spreading of the virus, if any. So we see a sea change in terms of all those safety metrics within our locations, which is terrific. So all signs now, fingers crossed, are pointed towards a positive return right now.
All right. So we're going to be giving some jobs. And listeners, I want to again say, even if you yourself are not interested in a job in hospitality, you probably know someone that works in the field. You may want to record this show, put on your tape recorder, do what you got to do, or get a pencil and paper, because we have a large number of jobs we're going to share with our listening audience today. We're also going to post this job on LinkedIn, Matt, and get you thousands more listeners. You should do the same. Make sure everybody knows how many roles there are and what these roles are. You know, if you can give us ballpark numbers on what people might even be able to earn in these roles, that would be helpful. So anything you can to help us sell it. But let's start with the first group. So we have some Robbins Wolf team in the Hamptons this summer, West Hampton, Bridgehampton, Southold.
You know, in this particular episode, thanks to you, Scott, we're highlighting our events and entertainment division, specifically out east on Long Island in the Hamptons, which, let me tell you, Scott, in a different life, I wish you and I could be members of these country clubs. I don't know. I mean, I work there, but I don't know if I could be a member. So let me tell you something. It is, you know, such a beautiful environment in the Hamptons, in West Hampton and Bridgehampton specifically. Mm-hmm. These clubs are gorgeous. So that's where we're starting with, correct?
Okay. So let's start with what's open. And Matt, in the case of a bartender or a wait staff, we don't really have to describe the job. But if there are any jobs here that do require explanation, please do.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So what are we looking for out east?
Looking for, you know, we're going to say this many times. We're also going to have it posted, as Scott mentioned, on LinkedIn, et cetera. But it's compassgroupcareers.com. That's compassgroupcareers.com. If you go onto that website, the first thing you see, it says, welcome to your future. You could simply type culinart in, C-U-L-I-N-A-R-T, and you could search every job we have available. Or, like I just mentioned, Bridgehampton or West Hampton, or we mentioned Stony Brook, you could type in an area, and it'll go right to those jobs, too. It's a wonderful, wonderful website that has everything there for the job seeker, including personal assistance to lead you through the process, right, toll-free numbers, et cetera. So it's really a best-in-class position site for your career, and everything I'm speaking about is on that compassgroupcareers.com website.
Okay. Now, the last issue I want to talk about, Matt, before we just get to the jobs, because it's going to be a jobs telethon from here on in. Do you believe that perhaps the trillions of dollars that were given to the American people to get back on their feet after the pandemic with the extended unemployment benefits, the extra $300 kicker and all that stuff, do you think that that's been responsible for a malaise amongst people who work in the field not to get back to work?
I think it's kind of an integrated or a perfect storm of items that happened leading with the pandemic. So I think that, you know, unemployment, extra unemployment insurance, so to speak, et cetera, or benefits certainly are a part of it. But for example, we're talking now about positions in the Hamptons area. And, you know, usually for these positions, we hire people who are off during the summer. We hire college students that are home for college and looking to make great money. So it wouldn't even be applicable with the unemployment. So yes, we think that's an issue, but to be honest with you, we're plowing right through that. We think that it is an issue, but that we can move past it. And as states begin to see this movement in the job market, you know, funds that are available are being changed too. So yeah, it's part of the issue. We're not dwelling on it. We think that as a company, there were so many people out of work, 20 plus million people in this country out of work. We also think the government did the best thing they think they knew how to keep people afloat. Right. You have to remember that when you're out of work, any money coming in, I mean, you know, knock on wood, we haven't been in that situation, is a plus. So it is a benefit, and now as we start to reopen, we're pushing through it. I think the bigger issue is people are not afraid, but ambiguous about coming back in the workforce and being around a lot of people. Mm. You know, for the first time you enter a place, and there's a lot of people in a room, you might be nervous, but through our proactive training programs, we're taking those people in slowly, even in the Hamptons area, in our events area, we're talking to them about what to expect, about our safety protocol, and we're easing them back into the operation. And like anything else, after a day or so, it's like they've been there forever. So I think that's an issue as well. So it's a bunch of things, but we're plowing through the unemployment issue, and we're not going to let that hold us back. And in a lot of our positions, it wouldn't even be applicable at this point.
Yeah, and I think it all goes away in September anyway, Matt. So we're getting only a couple of months away from that benefit being gone. So people better start looking. Why wait until everybody is looking for a job at the same time? If it was me, I'd be looking now.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is perfect timing for that, because now you're making your plans for the fall as well. Right. And why not have a plan and have a job ready for you when you're ready to come back?
All right. So let's finish up with what we're looking for out east first.
Sure. Well, first of all, we have, you know, first I'd like to say on June 22nd, Scott, we're having a job fair in West Hampton at the Ocean Blue Club in West Hampton, New York. And it's at 231 Dune Road in West Hampton, New York. We're doing it with East End Events, and we're doing it with all the businesses in that local Hamptons marketplace. We're hosting it. Mm-hmm. We're having everyone come there, all related to the events and entertainment industry. So it's from 5 to 8 p.m. on June 22nd. At the West Hampton Ocean Blue Club at West Hampton Beach, New York, and we'll have that information posted as well. But let's start with beautiful West Hampton. Right now we're looking for, just at that one location, which is a private club we're happy to serve at, we're looking for an executive chef, we're looking for shift supervisors, we're looking for bartenders, we're looking for catering captains, we're looking for prep cooks, we're looking for wait staff, and we're looking for porter, maintenance people, and food runners as well. So you name it at that club, and we're looking for everything just at that one location as well.
Okay, give us more about the East End.
Hey, listen, now this is like the Labor Day telethon, you and I. I'll be Ed McMahon.
Okay, you got it.
Bridge, I look like him anyway, Scott. You haven't seen me. Bridgehampton Tennis and Surf Club. Now, you talk about a club, Scott, that you'd like to be a member of. Mm-hmm. It is right on the water. It is beautiful in Bridgehampton, New York. Again, a private club. We're at 231 Mid-Ocean Drive in Bridgehampton, New York. Mm-hmm. We're looking for bartenders. We're looking for catering captains. We're looking for cooks. We're looking for wait staff. We're looking for porter and maintenance people, and we're looking for food runners as well. So every basic position within our hospitality industry at the account level is open at these locations. And those are really our two hot spots.
Okay.
We also have Peconic Bay Yacht Club, another gorgeous location in Southold, New York, you know, right around the corner from where we're broadcasting.
Right.
And we're looking for bartenders, waiters, waitresses, and dishwashers, porters, maintenance. And the thing about these positions, Scott, which is so interesting, is as I tell people about these positions, once they hear about them and they go to the locations, they're guaranteed to take the positions because the atmosphere is terrific. The clientele is terrific. The pay, we're starting with these entry-level positions. I'm talking about wait staff. I'm talking about bartenders, etc. Entry-level positions, we're starting between $18 and $20 an hour, plus we're paying for travel and circumstances, plus they get a cut of the administrative charges. Remember, these are private clubs, so everyone signs for their meals, right? There's no cash or credit card per se. Plus they get tipped. So these are very lucrative positions. So when I talk to people about a couple of months in the summer and I start saying all this, I'm telling you, it takes me a minute or two and then they want the jobs. I mean, they're very, very lucrative positions, working with great people. And from an operations standpoint, they're not too difficult either, because breakfast, they're beach clubs.
Right.
So it's exciting. And you can work catering at night, Scott.
Mm.
And let's say you work in the restaurant during the day from 10 to 2, right? At night, we have weddings, bar mitzvahs, corporate events. You can stay and work at night, too, if you'd like, and make even more money in our catering division as waitstaff, bartender. So there's a lot available. And the positions, once they hear about them, they're really running for them. So it's been very exciting for us.
And also, Matt, I just wanted to add, what better incentive than, you know, if you have, when you have time off there at your job, you could hit the beautiful beaches right on West Hampton.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be a great perk to have.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, you're 100% right. I mean, when you pull up to these facilities, they are stunning. And it's also nice working in an environment where people are on vacation. It's different. It's not like going to a wedding or a catered event. These are people that are really on vacation. They've come out for the weekend. They have a home out there, or they're there for all summer. So the mood is great. It's after the pandemic, fingers crossed, right? Post-pandemic, so people are looking to get out. It's outdoors, so you can't get much safer than that in
right.
terms of, you know, virus-related activities. So we've got all these things working. So when you're there, it's a wonderful atmosphere.
Okay.
It's a wonderful atmosphere. And don't forget, June 22nd at the Ocean Blue Club in West Hampton, New York, from 5 to 8 p.m., we're going to have a large career fair in addition to CompassGroupCareers.com, where all those positions, West Hampton, Bridgehampton, Peconic Bay Yacht Club, are all listed. Just search Cullen Art and you'll find them.
Okay, we got a news break coming up here. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor and Ken Connolly. We're here for you every week to talk about your job. But today, we have jobs. We just have jobs from beginning to end, left to right, Democrat to Republican, up and down, young to old. We've got jobs. So keep that pencil and paper handy. We have a lot more to talk about. We got the Cradle of Aviation Museum. Plenty of jobs there coming up in just a little while. I think Matt's going to be a busy boy in the next half of the show, giving us all these openings. If you have an idea for Radio Jobline or your company is looking for people, you can be on the program. Just write to us. You can write to me, scottp118 at gmail.com, or to Kenny.
Kenny.radiojobline at gmail.com.
And we will be happy to have your idea or you on the program. Stay with us. We got a news break coming up. More jobs after the break.
And now, welcome back to Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on LI News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here for you every Saturday from 2 to 3 and Wednesdays from 8 to 9 to talk about your career and talk about your jobs. And today, we have nothing less than a jobs telethon. We have so many jobs to discuss. I hope you're writing them down. I hope if you know anybody looking for jobs in the hospitality field, you are contacting them, waking the kids, and do what you need to do, because we have more jobs to talk about than you can believe. And we've already shown some love to the east end of Long Island. Now we're going to show some love to Nassau County, where the Cradle of Aviation Museum is located. But before we do, Kenny just has a little business we need to do for the radio station.
And before I do that, Reed, I just wanted to mention, if you miss out on any of these jobs and you're hearing this live, like, oh, I missed that job, I wanted to hear it, we will have the recording post that we do a Did You Miss post on LinkedIn. If you check out Scott Possessor on LinkedIn or myself, Kenneth Connolly, you can find the link there to hear the jobs and hear the full show. Now to Biz Shout, Charlie Lee, Socially Promote Yourself or Your Business is a next generation platform for promoting and advertising that offers people and brands a new business casual culture. This collaboration will feature maximizing messages with the freedom of reach to stretch conversations, careers, and prosperity through various shouts. For their first service, they designed a creative resume portfolio to help users potentially land their dream job 5 times greater. This is achieved by showcasing elevator pitches to introduce candidates, job-related demonstration videos, and blogging insights to prove their value further. Additionally, candidates can be discovered by recruiters and hiring managers in a targeted database. Joining BizShout and designing a creative resume is free at BizShout.com, spelt with 2 Z's. Build one today to land your dream job.
Nobody reads that commercial like you, Kenny.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, so we're back, Matt, and let's move on to the Cradle of Aviation Museum.
Here we go. That's right. Moving our telethon along, and thank you, Kenny, and thank you, Scott. The Cradle of Aviation Air and Space Museum is another one of Cullen Art's stellar clients, you know, right next to Nassau Community College, right by the new Nassau Coliseum. Mm-hmm. It's a great, great location. We operate cafe services there. We operate all the catering out of there. We have a commissary kitchen. So right now, it's at 1 Davis Lane in Garden City, New York. And remember, compassgroupcareers.com. You can search by location, by Cullen Art. And at this particular location, we're looking for chef. We're looking for senior cooks. We're looking for prep cooks. We're looking for grill cooks to work in the cafe. We're looking for wait staff. We're looking for porter and maintenance positions. We're looking for cashier and food service worker positions. We're looking for food transporter or delivery driver positions. You know, we ship food out from those locations to our other ancillary spots as well. We're looking for porter, maintenance, dishwashers, and right above the board. So all those positions are available at the Cradle of Aviation in Garden City, New York. So that's exciting too, Scott.
Okay. Now, they again, if people are just in their cars, Matt, and they can't write things down, they can still go to compassgroupcareers.com, and all of the jobs you're telling me about today are listed there. Am I correct?
Correct. Every job is listed under compassgroupcareers.com. It's a great site. You can type in Cullen Art and get every position open. You can type in the name if you want to do Cradle of Aviation, and you'll get that position, or West Hampton or Bridgehampton, and it filters very nicely in seconds for you.
Matt,
you can see everything right there as well.
What question I'd love to ask you, just while people are writing things down, scrambling for pens, waking the kids, the question that I have is this like it is all over? I mean, are you noticing that other fairly large restaurants or restaurant groups or chains are in the same situation you're in, where they really need candidates?
Absolutely. I mean, in our hospitality business, this business, or industry rather, was affected the most during this pandemic. And I lump airlines and everything hospitality related into that field.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. In fact, Scott, it's interesting you brought that up, because I mentioned on June 22nd, we're doing a job fair at West Hampton at the Ocean Blue Club. And that job fair is other events and entertainment companies and hospitality companies as well.
Mm.
So it's really the whole hospitality community coming together for the job fair. We're hosting, obviously, and preparing everything with some partners, but you know, it's for the community. It's not just the Cullen Art Group, because the issue of hiring is so big, and there's so many opportunities out there. It's bigger than even Compass Group, which is, you know, the largest dining company in the, you know, in the world,
right?
Compass Group, and we're part of that family. But it's even bigger than that, because we have to help each other, help our communities where we are. So even though we're hosting, we're having other hospitality companies come along as well, because we're all facing the same issue.
Okay, if you just joined us, you're listening to a jobs telethon here on Radio Jobline with our good friend Matt Santarpia and Cullen Art, really sharing jobs with us from all over Long Island. I think up next we have the Village Club of Lake Success, Matt, is that right?
I'm telling you, Scott, another place that you and I, two members of.
Right? We got to get Kenny an honorary membership there. tell us what you need.
Get something out, right? Maybe we can all sneak in as waiters and we can see it.
I'm fine with that. I got time on the weekends.
Let's do it.
Yeah, well, do you golf? Are you a golfer?
No. I wish I was, but no. I was a baseball guy, and it was too different for me. So I didn't.
I'm around golf clubs my whole career, and I've never golfed before.
Yeah, I don't have the time either. I mean, people say, well, yeah, I was out there for 3.5. I don't have 3.5 hours, you know?
Yeah.
At no time do I have 3.5 hours. So
it's hysterical, but it's beautiful.
I know.
This is on a golf course in Lake Success, New York, which is, you know, again, right by Garden City, Mineola,
mm-hmm.
that area, all Long Island, a beautiful private club situated on the golf course, and so many positions available there as well, and easy to get to. For example, at the Village Club of Lake Success, we're looking for catering captains. We're looking for associate stewards, right? Not just someone to clean up and, you know, make sure the kitchen is orderly, but to accept orders, check to make sure for safety, make sure they're away in the kitchen. So we're looking for associate stewards, cooks, bartenders, wait staff, again, porter maintenance, and food runners as well. So that's a big operation. They have a la carte restaurant during the day and some evening, and then at night the whole club turns into a beautiful catering venue, and they have parties, you know, almost every night. So it's a great, great work opportunity in a wonderful, wonderful setting, and we have great people managing that facility too. So that's the Village Club of Lake Success in Great Neck, New York.
Okay, and then let's move on to, I think it's the Lincoln Hole School. You've got something?
Yeah, I want to, for a second, I want to talk, if I could, just about Stony Brook for a minute. Can I do that?
Sure, sure.
Jumping around for you.
That's fine.
All right, I want to talk, because we're on the island. Stony Brook, you mentioned before, Ken mentioned it in my intro, one of the largest, you know, universities in the country. And we do all the dining operations at Stony Brook University. Now we're closed, but we're opening up full. I'm going to repeat that. We're opening up full in the fall.
Right.
So that means they're bringing most of the students back and all our dining facilities will be open. So if you're looking to make your plans now, have a good summer, take off, spend some time with the family, go outside, live a little, and then go back in the fall to work, Stony Brook University would be perfect for you. And we're hiring for all positions at Stony Brook University. And I can get into a little more specific, but again, talking about, you reminded me, making your summer plans. If you don't want to work in the summer and you want to work in the fall, why not make your arrangements now and not worry? We can bring you on board, and then the fall comes and you can start to work.
That's fabulous. It's a great idea, Matt.
Yeah, it's great. And we're looking for an executive chef at Stony Brook University, which is a big position.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for food service workers, etc. So the whole gamut at Stony Brook University. Just gearing up for the fall, right? Our big push is out east right now for our telethon, but if you want to have a nice summer and make sure you're working in the fall, Stony Brook University is the place for you.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's keep going. So we had a couple of smaller venues like the Lincoln Hall School and the Robbins Wolf School.
Sure. Yeah, we've got a couple of private schools that we're looking for as well. We also operate Playland Park in Rye, New York, which is, you know, a lot of us locally know Playland Park. It's one of the country's only historical national landmark amusement parks. It's been around so long, over 100 years. And we do all the dining operations for them. And I guess if you're looking at Rye, it's probably from Long Island, an hour or so. It's right over the Throgs Neck Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But we're opening up the end of June. So we're looking for full summer employment positions at Playland Park as well. All positions, all listed under Compass Group Careers. Additionally, so if you're looking for an amusement park venue, another great atmosphere to work in, then Playland Park would be for you as well.
Yeah, I think I was there as a kid. I remember pretty well. And all right, so keep going, Matt. I mean, it's your show. Keep going.
I'm Hanks. They filmed that at Playland Park. All those scenes were filmed on the boardwalk of Playland.
Wow.
Which movie was that?
That movie Big, you know, when
Big.
Hank shrinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a four-star movie, a really good movie.
And it's such an historical place and so cool that they film a lot of movies there, but that was a big one.
Excellent. Nice. Okay, keep going, Matt. It's your show. Keep going.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. Thank you, Scott. This is good. I feel like we should have a tote board. Coming in yet or no? Let's talk about Kellenberg Memorial High School. This is another, you know, brand new account for us, right in on Long Island, right in your backyard, basically. At Kellenberg Memorial High School, we're looking for an operations manager.
Mm-hmm.
At St. Francis College in Brooklyn, another brand new account for us in Brooklyn, New York. We're looking for a management position, a chef manager, right? At the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk, Connecticut, we do that facility as well. If you have family and friends in that Connecticut marketplace, we're looking for cooks and chefs.
Mm-hmm.
In New Jersey, we have corporate dining facilities in Wayne, New Jersey. We have corporate dining facilities in Summit, New Jersey. We're looking for baristas for our Starbucks facility. We're looking for cooks, and we're looking for chef managers. So a lot of positions open across the tri-state area, right? Not just in the Long Island marketplace. So it's exciting.
Okay. And keep going. You mentioned Memorial Sloan Kettering, too. My daughter-in-law just got a job working there. So we're fans. Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's going to be a doctor and in that facility here in New York. But I know there's one on Long Island, too. Which MSK are you recruiting for now?
We're recruiting for the one in Manhattan.
Okay.
The Memorial Sloan Kettering, the Koch Center. It's the cancer center, brand new, mm-hmm. absolutely stunning facility. And we're lucky enough to be the dining service provider in that location. And we're looking for, again, dishwasher, porter, maintenance, cashiers, food service worker, ideal positions. Because remember, Scott, in our industry of hospitality, in those corporate locations, they work Monday through Friday, and they work regular hours. There's no nights, there's no weekends, there's no holidays. It's a regular schedule. So when the kids get off the bus, you're home already.
Fabulous.
That's a big, big factor in our corporate dining and our business. I mean, it's a big differentiator as opposed to other hospitality organizations that we can offer you, in most cases, that home life, work life balance that after this pandemic, you realize just how important it is.
Yeah.
So you can join the hospitality industry, and yet you can have that work-life, work-home-life balance and be home for the kids and the family, etc.
Yeah.
So all those corporate positions I'm mentioning are all Monday through Friday. They're all normal 9-to-5, you know, hours, etc. Maybe a little earlier, getting home a little earlier, etc., depending. But they're really, really good positions in terms of working in the business and, you know, not having to work every night, every weekend, you know, like you're in a hotel or something.
And, you know, what I like about this too, man, is that this is also a great opportunity for people that aren't sure how to get back to work. You know, that you mentioned a lot of jobs that you don't need, you know, reams and reams of experience for. You know, somebody could work in as a cashier or there's so many jobs. You know, just get back to work. Just get up, get out of the house, and get back to work. And then from there, you're looking for a job with a position of strength. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry. But you hit a great – I'm so glad you brought that up about little to no experience, right? But we have such robust training programs at Culinart and Compass Group that if you have the right attitude, and that's a can-do attitude, and you're willing to get back to work, we can take you with very little or no experience and train you perfectly well to start your career. You're really reigniting your career. That's why we're calling it the Great Return.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it may be people out of our industry who are just discovering the hospitality industry, which makes it very palatable and very exciting. So I'm so glad you brought up the experience part, because most of these positions, I would say 75%, are little or no experience, and we can train and start you off the right way.
Okay, now, Matt, there was a little section here on leadership career opportunities. I want to make sure we cover those, too.
Sure.
So if you could get to those next.
Yes, absolutely. And when we say leadership, Scott, we're talking about managerial positions. So, for example, we do one of the largest Catholic high schools, food service related, in the country, and that's St. Francis Prep, you know, right in Queens, and we're looking for a chef manager.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned Kellenberg Memorial High School in Uniondale. We're looking for the operations manager and a catering manager.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got, you know, in Central Penn College in Somerdale, Pennsylvania. I mentioned this because, Scott, we're calling this boots on the ground recruiting, you know, what we're doing with the telethon, and we're not just putting an ad in a newspaper or online. You know, you'd be surprised as people talk to one another how many people know each other. They say, oh my God, I have someone I know in Pennsylvania. I have someone I know out east. I have someone I know in Connecticut. So at that college, we're looking for a catering supervisor for our conference center. So that's exciting. Okay. I've mentioned Stony Brook University. We're looking for an executive chef. That's an interesting position, a big position for us.
Mm-hmm.
At Keio Academy of New York, right, which is in Yorktown Heights, New York, this is a private school you know, it's a Japanese private school. So a lot of the diplomats or people that work, you know, from Japan send their children here. It's a boarding school, very expensive, wonderful location. One of the largest of that ilk in the country. We're looking for a chef manager. And that's not far. You know, Yorktown from Long Island is an hour.
That's actually where I'm from, too.
It's not that as bad, you know.
Kenny lives there, so he can give people directions.
You live in Yorktown?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
So you know you commute. It's very doable. So
yeah,
I don't want to steal you from Scott, but do you know anything about Japanese cooking?
No, I don't.
I don't get the impression he's much of a cook, but we'll see.
He makes reservations, Scott. That's what he's very good at.
And he's great at radio. So okay, so do we cover all of the managerial positions you wanted to get out there?
We have, in Stony Brook, we have a retail chef. I mentioned the executive chef, and we're looking for a director of dining services as well. So, again, a lot of managerial positions. I'm telling you, every location I just mentioned, even the Hamptons locations, we're looking for managerial supervisory positions, too.
Okay, we're running a little bit...
I was on hourly positions, but there's managerial in every one of the locations I mentioned.
Okay, we're running a little bit short on time, but we still have a couple of minutes, Matt. What else can we cover with a couple of minutes remaining?
Well, I just want to talk about why you want to work for Cullinart and Compass Group. And,
okay. You
know, there's a lot of companies vying for help. We were recognized by Forbes magazine for 2021 as a top employer for diversity and inclusion, which is very important today. We're a large family of companies, so the career growth is impeccable. We're paying top salaries. Because we're so large, we have best-in-class benefit programs, medical, vision, dental, life insurance, flex programs, commuter benefit programs, team member discount programs. I mean, there's so many, we call them great rewards at Cullinart and Compass Group that make it attractive. These are wonderful positions. Again, once people interview, they join us. I mean, we've been seeing that over the last few weeks.
Right.
We have a recognition program called Hospitality Heroes, where we recognize our team members, not just our managers, but it starts with our hourly folks. We have a terrific work-life balance when you work for Cullinart Group. And most important, I am the director of learning. When it comes to personal and professional growth, we have training programs that prepare you for this new world that we're living in right now and prepare you for the future as well. So it's exciting. I'm excited for the people that are applying, Scott, because I hope you can hear that through this line, because there's so much happening now, and we've been talking about it, and now it's here. So it's an exciting place to be right now.
Well, we can hear the excitement. We really can, Matt, right in your voice and right with all the things you've told us today. If you need benefits, usually you don't think of the hospitality industry. So that's what's so amazing about Cullinart. And then the other thing is that when you hear hospitality, you think, oh my God, I don't want to work Sundays. I don't want to work nights. And also, you're offering regular positions with regular hours. So I don't know what else listeners could possibly want.
Not around in the hospitality industry.
You're even enticing me to go out in the West Hampton to get a job.
when you mentioned the $18 to $20 an hour, Kenny's eyes lit up.
Well, let me tell you something, Kenny. I'm not kidding you. That's how we're finding people for these positions. We're advertising and we're doing every bell and whistle, but we're getting it from conversations like this.
Yep.
My nephew, my niece, my neighbor. And that's how we're filling these positions. We call it boots on the ground recruitment, because Scott, Scott and I have been doing this whole careers.
Yep.
And that's really how you find people, through the network.
Matt, I can't thank you enough. You did such an amazing job today. When you hear this show back, you're going to see how busy you were. It was really fabulous. Folks, if you're looking for a job, we just gave you about 100 of them to go after, with or without experience. We're going to be back with you next week for another show. You know what the show is, Quick?
It's With Your Boss, no?
Yes. We're going to be talking about how to hire the best people. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks again to Matt. Happy hunting.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.